Someone has released them from their vessels. Never has anything been so evil. A name written in the lift. Merrick. Who is he? One of the missing youngsters? Here in my museum? If so, are they both here? Can they still be alive? Evil entities attacking from everywhere, robbing me of my life essence. I can't seem to find the right vessel for eating Soupy. Without it, they can't be captured. Without it, I am doomed.
Get back out of my museum. Oh, I wish I never brought you here.
Thank you.
November 1980, returning from Africa, I discovered something profoundly disturbing. Someone has been here. Furniture has been tipped over, and the book Egyptian Hieroglyphics Explained,
not in its place in the library, but
face down here on the office floor. And oddly, one of the pages is torn out. And I feel the presence of... I'm not sure. I must investigate the second floor. Oh, the puzzles. When I created them, I never stopped to think they would be an obstacle in the event of some... terrible occurrence.
You are now entering the unfathomable depths of the sea, where countless ships have sunk, taking with them untold riches. The wisdom known only to the ancients may also reside here, in the lost city of Atlantis. Death comes uneasily to the mind of man. Burial customs throughout the world arise from the belief that the survivors can secure life after death for the deceased. You will find here that man has conceived of many ways to honor the dead. Welcome to Professor Wendell Knott's Museum of the Strange and Unusual. Unfortunately, the museum is still preparing exhibits and hopes you will visit when we open sometime in the near future.
Thank you.
Much of what we know about early man comes from burial sites, but not without a price. Eternal life was the sustaining ideology for many ancient cultures, and they went to great lengths to prevent their dead from being violated. Venture on if you will, but beware the curse of the tomb. From a 60-foot giant squid that can pull a small fishing boat into the depths of the sea, to the 2-inch poison dart frog that carries enough poison to kill 1,500 people, nothing is stranger than the animal kingdom. Is it any wonder that the ancients worshipped and feared these strange beasts? Man creates in order to improve his existence. However, many of man's early inventions became lost. During the Dark Ages, an inventor whose creation seemed a little too ingenious could be accused of collaborating with Satan and consequently burned at the stake, or worse. The world's greatest mysteries are merely puzzles waiting to be solved. The puzzle room is Professor Windelnott's favorite exhibit. If you can solve the last puzzle here, you will have discovered the museum's most precious secrets.
You are about to be locked up in the Museum of the Strange and Unusual. Alone. Or are you? Only the most fearless dare play, because you may never make it out alive. Shivers. Do you dare enter the Museum of the Strange and Unusual? You might never make it out alive. Available at your local retailer, November 95. You can only unlock the secrets of this room by purchasing Shivers. Do you dare? The realm of the dead. You are now among the dead.
your body an empty shell. You are now a prisoner of this pot. Your prison is now a pottery vessel. You are now in the world of the shaman or witch doctor, whose purpose is to act as intermediary for gods and men. The shaman acts as doctor, frightening evil spirits away from the sick, or officiating in the practice of human sacrifice to pacify angry gods. No tribute pleases an angry god better than a blood sacrifice. Fortunately for man, there are benevolent as well as vengeful gods. Plato first coined the word mythologia, or the telling of stories. Fictional or historical, myths are a universal creation. They attempt to explain the unexplainable, the world, God, monsters, man's very existence itself, and death. Since 1947, when American pilot Kenneth Arnold described what he saw as, "They flew like a saucer would if you skipped it across the water," man has reported thousands of UFOs. Hysteria? Then why do we find flying saucers creeping into prehistoric cave paintings 7,000 years old, and giant Nazca markings in the deserts of Peru that can only be seen from thousands of feet in the air? As you investigate further, you'll discover we are not alone. There will be no peace for you in this prison until another releases you from this vessel. Perhaps you should try again. Unfortunately, you are now dead. Welcome to the Abode of the Dead. No need to sign in.
The heretics that lay beyond have driven out all of the gods save Aten. So begins Egypt's decline. If thou art wise, thou shalt know that the names of this pharaoh and his queen be placed forever in shame on the columns of Ra.
You are about to enter the bowels of Mother Earth. Are there great civilizations that exist here, or just molten lava and rivers of fire?
Are you adventurous enough to solve the mystery of the maze and venture into the subterranean world? The Exupi have stolen your life essence. Your desiccated corpse lies lifeless on the floor of the museum, while you are a prisoner of this vessel. You have ceased to exist. You are a prisoner. You have just had your life essence sucked out of you. What will you do? You have just had your life essence sucked out of you. What will you do? You have been terminated. You are now deceased. You have expired.
20th of September, 1980, returning from Africa, I discovered something profoundly disturbing. Someone has been here. Furniture has been tipped over, and the book Egyptian Hieroglyphics Explained.
Not in its place in the library, but...
face down here on the office floor. And oddly, one of the pages is torn out. And I feel the presence of... I'm not sure. I must investigate the second floor. Oh, the puzzles. When I created them, I never stopped to think they would be an obstacle in the event of some... terrible occurrence.
Exupi, they have stolen your life essence. You are no more.
No, that's okay, that's it.
The Exupi. They have stolen your life essence. You are no more.
Without it, they can't be captured. Without it, I am doomed.